Local elections in Nepal are underway. So what does this mean for the direction of the nation and religious freedom? We'll tell you coming up. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And as we encourage you to pray for Nepal, we're also going to tell you about a new free resource Deaf Bible Society is offering to remind you to pray for the deaf. These are today's headlines so you can put your faith into action. We're going to start out first in Nepal, where in 2015, the Hindu monarchy was left far behind and the nation officially became a secular state. Right now, they're in the middle of local elections, but so far the numbers suggest that the nation takes this new status seriously. And yet, a strong presence of resistance towards religious minorities remains in politics. We spoke to a pastor named Noel, who works with Vision Beyond Borders, and he says regardless of the election's outcome, Christians do have somewhere to turn.
We believe that God will open a door for us for evangelism, for Christian events, and so on.
Opposition to Christianity in Nepal may appear to be fading overall, but it's not a cut-and-dry issue, Noel explains.
Christians are facing challenges not in the city areas, but in rural areas. Christians are not allowed to share the gospel. And so far I have known that there is one place there. It's known as Christian Free Nation. They don't want Christians to come in their district. They don't want Christians to share the gospel.
There are a couple of ways to support the Nepali church, starting with prayer.
We want you to pray for the hearts of the people who have not even heard the name of Jesus.
And Algeria has remained a constant member of Open Doors USA's World Watch List as a persecutor of Christians. Why? Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says it has to do with state regulations.
There's huge difficulty that they face in terms of situations relating to burial rites and situations relating to choosing the name of their children, the import of Christian materials, compulsory Islamic religious classes in schools, as well as huge difficulty obtaining permissions to build churches and register for legal recognition.
Algeria's blasphemy laws are especially troublesome for many believers.
The blasphemy laws are used often against people who are expressing their views, their religious beliefs on social media.
And that's how one believer ended up in prison after he was charged with insulting the Prophet Muhammad by proclaiming love for Christ on Facebook.
We can lobby human authorities, but the most powerful authority that we can turn to is the Lord. And remembering these men and women who are suffering, such as Sliman Bou Hafs in Algeria, is a very important, powerful way in which we can be supporting our brothers and sisters.
We'll connect you with ways that you can be praying at missionnews.org. And finally, when you open up your phone, what picture do you see as the background? Is it a photo of a loved one or maybe a pet? Maybe you have an inspiring quote or a Bible verse. Well, this month, Deaf Bible Society has released a series of digital wallpapers that you can download for free and use as a background wallpaper on your phone. Chantel Pagan with Deaf Bible Society explains.
These wallpapers have some differing signs in American Sign Language of still shots of deaf community members signing things like praise and love, and worship, even the sign for Deaf Bible.
There are 70 million deaf people in the world, and 90% of them don't have access to scripture in their heart sign languages. Deaf Bible advocates for this unreached people group and hopes that these wallpapers will serve as a reminder to pray.
This small digital resource on your phone or on your tablet is just a way to say, I'm invested and I'm thinking of this community. I'm praying on their behalf. And I stand with the Deaf Bible Society so that we can see that no deaf person goes unheard and that they too can have the gospel in their heart sign language and they can share it amongst their community.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as it translates God's Word into sign language. To get your copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.